This is day four. Listen, before the presence of God, there is change. There are things that can happen. There are things that can, today, right now, things that we can do that will just absolutely help open the doors wide so that we can hear from God, so that we can receive the Word of God and put it into practice. So many times when we want to go forward, well, there's things that weigh us down. Listen, years ago, I was in a church, and a man came in dressed in a canary yellow tux. And the shirt had all the great big white ruffles, and around the wrists, great big white ruffles, and a big black bow tie, and his hair was slicked back. He went all the way to the front and sat on the front pew. All I remember about that service was the man in the yellow tux. He was, it was nice looking, I guess, but it was way out of place. It was like, it was strange. Everybody in the church remembers that day a man wore a canary yellow tux. It took all the attention. I don't know about the clothes you have on right now. I don't know about the clothes you wear. Sometimes the clothes of our attitude draws attention. The clothes, our practices, draws attention. The things that we neglect draws attention. What kind of clothes do we have on? I mean, you know and you've heard of grave clothes. Well, I'm not sure exactly what that means. All the funerals I've gone to, the women are in dresses, the men are in suits. But I mean like in the old movies where the ragged, dirty, ripped up old grave clothes. I'm sure, very sure, that you wouldn't want to wear grave clothes to your workplace, grave clothes to meet your date, grave clothes to be out on the streets in public, or clothes that were stained, or clothes that smelled so strong that you've noticed that people around had to hold their nose. Listen, in our lives, we've got things going on that... Well, in the presence of Christ, we are believers. The Spirit of God lives in us. There is to be a bearing of fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, self-control. There's the radiance of Christ. There's being clothed with fire. You know, clothed with the fire of the Spirit of God. Jesus called it in Luke 24 that they were to wait to be clothed with power from on high. And that was the radiant spiritual power they would have to be a witness to the world. They would have as guidance and direction God the Holy Spirit. So listen, what are you wearing? And I'm talking about, what flows, the clothing of your attitude, the clothing of your practices. And again, the clothing can be fears. The clothing can be unbelief. The clothing can be, you know, bitterness. The clothing can be many things of the flesh that actually steal the witness of Christ to the world from our lives. It steals the joy of the salvation. I mean, if you think about it, the living God, Christ, dwelling in you, the Spirit of God, the gift of eternal life, the promise of guidance, and that God loves you, and that you now are, listen, beginning to bear the image of God again. So, in 31 days. Doesn't have to take 31 days. Sometimes it can take just a day. The big changes come when we let God assess us, evaluate. We can ask, where do we go, like we did on the third day. But here, the need to throw things off. All of a sudden, standing in the mirror, you see clothes that you have on that are stained, that have a hole in it. Things that you would never wear out into the public. I've got clothes that my family around here makes fun, because when I've painted the house and painted other things, there's certain clothes I wore. And sometimes when I don't go anywhere, I wear some of those old clothes, and they're the same old raggedy looking with paint on them. It's not clothes that I would wear anywhere other than here. And I'm just saying that truly, sometimes as believers in Christ, you know, we do. We go outside and we put on a show and we act and behave the way we're supposed to. But when we're by ourselves, when we're away from everybody else, sometimes we let the clothes that we really wear the most, you know, they're on us. And if those clothes of attitudes and practices are the clothes of neglect, the clothes of unbelief, the clothes of fear and bitterness, of sins, those are the clothes that are to be thrown off forever. Those are the clothes that we need to get rid of. I mean, listen clearly, just simply, to the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, all the great saints, all the great, look at, read chapter 11 and see the astounding things that men and women have done for God. They conquered kingdoms. They administered justice. Their weaknesses were turned into strength because they believed God. When they believed God, they went out. Listen, faith is active. We have believers there that believe what God had to say, therefore they would leave and go out, not knowing where they were going. But they believed God. And God guided and God led. That's what it is to grow in faith. That's what it is to really believe God, to believe God, to trust God, to step out in faith. And it says the world was not worthy of them. It says that they were commended for their faith. I want, dear friend, that God would commend you for your faith. That you believe God in a day and hour like this. That you believe God in a day and an hour where hundreds of millions are lost. Where the ramping up of satanic presence and power and confusion is at a pinnacle, and it's going to get worse. At a day when nations are collapsing with their economics, when there's threat of nuclear war, when there is the sense of Antichrist in the air. The clothes that the believers should be wearing is not fear and uncertainty and confusion, but of Christ and His promise and His return and His pledge to be with us to the end of the age. So as God says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles. Throw it off. Throw it off for good. Throw it off forever. There are things that God may speak into your life and say, get rid of it forever. Cleaning out a garage, there's things to get rid of forever. Cleaning your room, there's trash. Trash. If God speaks that there's trash in our lives, if you want to change, if you want to grow, if you want to go deep with God, if you want to accomplish great things, then there's trash to be thrown out permanently. And that trash are the things that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles. I was in California, as I'd been many, many times. I was out into the ocean looking on the beach at my wife and daughter. When all of a sudden, some big gobs of seaweed all came around and seemed to absolutely enclose me. And it's as if it was alive, that it grabbed my legs, that it was just everywhere. And all of a sudden, I found myself entangled in all of this heavy, thick seaweed. And I was concerned. You better believe that I did everything I could to get it off of me so I wouldn't be dragged further out. You see, trash, sin, the old flesh, lies of the devil, stains of the fallen world, it'll all continue to pull you further into the deep. It'll all continue to pull you out there to sink your faith in Christ, to mar your witness to the world, to keep you from doing great things for God. So if you're going to see change in your life, if you're going to see God broaden your life and God expand your life and God use your life and God build into you deep things of the Word of God, of His Spirit, then my friend, we've got to do exactly what God says here. We got to allow God to look into us right now. Take a moment. Take another moment. Let us throw off everything. Not some. Not one. Why not everything? If it's trash, it's trash. Throw off everything. If you obtained old, powers from the fallen world around us, spiritual abilities that may have come from, well, seducing spirits, things that you've gotten yourself into, or, again, just sin issues, things that hinder you, name them one by one. What is it that hinders you? Fear, unbelief, whatever else it may be, throw it off. Sin that so easily entangles, throw it off. The next part of this verse says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Yes, God has a race for us to run, and it's marked out. Sometimes we can't get up and run it or see the markings because of the entanglement, because of the hindrances. So why not get all the trash? Look deeply. Look around you. Deal with it. Confront it. Let yourself be confronted. Patterns that are of the flesh and not of the Spirit. Connections in the fallen world that dampen your life and bring compromise. God says, throw it off. Throw it off. Throw it off. If it's that which hinders the depth of a spiritual life empowered by the Spirit of God in Christ, if it's about bearing great fruit for God, then I think that we should right now take assessment and say, you know what? I don't want the grave clothes. I don't want the trash. I don't want the things that entangle me. I want to run with perseverance. I want to press on. I want to go forward. I want to run the race marked out. Verse 2 says simply this. If you want to do that, just bind your eyes. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He began it. He's moving in your life. He'll perfect it. He'll cause you to grow. If you don't believe you can change, if you don't believe you can grow, if you don't believe you can get stronger, that's part of the issue of hindrance and unbelief. Earlier in Hebrews, God says, see to it, brethren, that none of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that drifts away from the living God. So fix your eyes on Jesus right now, who is right now in your life the author and the perfecter of your faith. Notice what it says as an example, who for the joy set before him. The joy. He endured the cross. He scorned its shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I hope that you'll take time to read Hebrews 12 again and again. I hope you'll take time to let God speak it into you, but you will act now. If you know there's trash, garbage, that you've allowed to get into your life that God is making aware, oh my friend, by the Spirit of God, the new nature inside, like Romans 8 says, if by the Spirit we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh, the sins of the flesh, throw off everything, list it, work at it, get everything, all the trash. Why not? Because you're going to make great room for the grace and the mercy and the power, the abilities of being able to enjoy the depth of Christ and do great things. Today is a day of change. This is the fourth day in 31 days ablaze. This is Russ Dizdar. God bless you. ShatterTheDarkness.net.